The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I just didn't hear any music or anything in the background. Would you turn it down?
No, it just finished.
Oh, hey, welcome to Thursday. I got Jerry here on the controls here, and he was doing what he was supposed to do. I was just sitting here just kind of reading the paper. Good morning, everybody. 7:06 in the morning here on Thursday, May the 14th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's go for the weather here. What do we have here, Jerry?
Let's see. Today we have a 40% chance of showers and a high of 71. Tonight, also a 40% chance of showers and a low of 53. On Friday, we have a 30% chance of showers, a high of 73, and a 20% chance of showers at night, a low of 55. And on Saturday, is a high of 76, partly sunny, and a low of 56 with a 20% chance of showers.
Well, I tell you what, I saw what the showers were, and it rained for like a minute here this morning. So, you know what? That's good. We get some rain. And it does not affect the rodeo, because this is rodeo week. Hey, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, in this case, because it's getting down in the 50s. Of course, it's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts to senior and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. A lot of stories that we're going to talk about today. We're also going to have cowboys, we're going to have paramedics, we're going to try and cover it all today. Good morning, everybody. Calling Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, starting at 6 p.m. I hope everybody can make it to that. She's got a number of guests on, symphony, ticket giveaways. And by the way, the response for the ticket giveaways yesterday and the day before have just been tremendous. We've given away a lot of tickets, well over 50 tickets to the rodeo here. And we have none left. We have none left. They were for Wednesday and Thursday and gave them all away. I hope everybody had a great time. It looked like it had a super, super start last night at the rodeo. Jerry, do you ever go to rodeos?
I have not in several years, but I did a lot as a child.
And you did a lot.
And I always enjoyed it.
Well, you know what? There's something about rodeos. There's that you get in there. And yesterday, we had John Growney on, who is the main contractor there. And in case you didn't hear what he said, or you missed yesterday, or you were just still getting up at 7:08 in the morning, like it is right now, he said that they breed these bulls, and they train these bulls to buck, and they take a look at them. You know, when they're like 2 or 3 years old, they put a harness on them. And it feels like a rider. It kind of goes right behind their shoulders like that. And then they turn them loose and see what happens. And then it's got a switch on it that you can press it, and the harness comes off immediately. So they let the bull feel it for a couple of seconds, 2 to 3 seconds, and they watch what it does. And then because bucking is a lot, they have to learn where to put their feet. When they're bucking, otherwise they can buck in all different directions and get hurt. So then they take them to a high school rodeos or rodeos where, where I say high school, but where they're less professional in their attempts. And they let them ride there too. And then as they get older, so they're like 5 or 6 by the time they get into the arena. And he says, and this was really interesting. He says, we've been breeding these bulls for a long time. And he says, they get into the chute and they're out in the arena the first time. And you said you can see it in their eyes. That they know what they're there to do. They know they're supposed to do that. Red Rock, the famous bull, you know, that Lane Frost rode in, you know, in that big series, on 8 seconds, but rode, there was a three ride match there. He won two of the three, Lane Frost did. But Red Bull, who was raised by somebody, hand raised by somebody, you could take it with and put a halter on it. And in the middle of his string of bucking everybody off, and you could put kids on the back of the bull and lead him around. How extraordinary was the stories that John Grounding was telling, this and many others, about the toughness of cowboys and the cowboy life. And we need to he's going to come back after the rodeo, and we're going to sit down for an hour and talk about the rodeo itself, but talk about rodeo and the people and how the sport has changed and how it should be maybe advertised, maybe or introduced to people in a different way. And this all-American sport we have here. Other things. Okay. The train crash that's killed seven people at least and injured so many was going 106 miles per hour. It was in their black box. 106 miles per hour when it made that turn. Now, that stretch in front of the curve there, you could get up to 80 miles an hour. Now, frankly, I didn't know that American trains could go that fast. I thought there was governors on them that maybe stopped them at 60 miles per hour, and I was just told that they've got new technology on the tracks and stretches of the tracks that slow it down. Had not been installed on the stretch of the tracks. So with 106 miles an hour when it made that curve, well, when the train leaves the tracks, the cars, and these are all passenger cars, these are not like heavy-duty cars that are meant to withstand crashes. So when it came off and the whole train came off, it just crumpled. That's why so many injuries, the deaths and everything. The engineer of the train, meanwhile, has lawyered up immediately and is not saying anything. That's really interesting. But the fact that it can do 106 miles per hour. Now, I've been on bullet trains before in Japan, and they've got this big speedometer in every car. So you can see how fast you're going. I mean, they are hauling down the road, but it's kind of short periods of time, and then they stop at the next station, and then off you go again in just extremely high speeds. But it's built for that. I don't think our tracks and our trains are built for 106 miles per hour right now. So it's going to be interesting. Now, also, the other thing is when they build the bullet train, no matter how stupid an idea that is, and if they ever get it done, but, you know, it's a good way to spend a few billion dollars when you don't really need it for anything else, like, oh, gosh, you know, see education, veterans' rights, all those other little silly things, water, reclamation, desalination plants, just those little things that are just really, you know, don't matter. How about a power grids? And okay, I'll get off that. This bullet train, I'm just finding this. I'm just wondering about this on the technology that we have, which, of course, we have. I mean, we're the brightest nation in the world. And moving it and putting this all together to have this happen. And just the different types of technology takes over a regular train track. It's not a regular train track. It can't be. It has to be held together in a different manner. So, okay. The other big thing, today is Thursday, is Sleep Number Beds. Big sale going on. You can save up to $500 on a Sleep Number bed with a Sleep IQ technology. That's right. You can do that because it's the Memorial Day sale. And it's not just the cost that you can save. It's not just the money you can save there on this. You can, you know, the $500. It's a lot more. You can get a great night's sleep. My Sleep Number, I changed my Sleep Number setting to 45 and we're moving it up and frankly I haven't slept better in a long time. So whatever it was, I adjusted it. Now, if I had the Sleep IQ technology, it would tell me that maybe you need to change your number up to 45, which is what I did. It is absolutely perfect. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45 too. I can't say enough about Sleep Number. We have used it for 2 years. We have slept better than we ever have. We go to another, you know, to hotels or friends' houses or parents' houses. And they have nice beds. They have great mattresses, but it's not the same. Made in America, the number one rated mattress by Consumer Reports, guarantees, warranties, everything you could possibly want on it. Now, how do you get one? head to the Target Shopping Center, look over there where the vitamin shop is, and there's the Sleep Number store. Go and see Brian, Janice, or any of the trained professionals they have there, because I promise you they're going to let you lay down in the bed. They're going to adjust it for you so you have no hot spots there, so you just sleep comfortably, plus all the other great things they have at the store. It's like an Apple store of beds. Sleep Number. Head on down there today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 at 7:16 in the morning here on Thursday, May the 14th. It's getting close to Pancake Breakfast Day tomorrow. We'll see you down there in Roaring Gulch. We'll be right back.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego Bay.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and Souls, and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Jerry is sitting here with a surprised look on his face. There's no music. Aren't you supposed to push something there, buddy?
As far as I know, I've pushed everything I'm supposed to.
So. Okay. Well, okay. All right. We'll get the Bob in here to take a look at it. Sometimes it does that. Sometimes it just doesn't come on. Did you push the button over there on the computer to make it play? Does it look like it's playing? How about the one up there where you hit the thing and it goes play? Up there. No, on that one up there. See the part right there in that little thing that you push when you want to hear something on the computer? Is it playing, though? Is the computer playing?
I don't believe so.
Okay, you don't believe so. Okay, here we go. All right. You know what? It happens a lot, though, sometimes. You know, computers don't do what they're supposed to do all the time. In fact, okay, let's talk about something else that came up. I didn't get a chance yesterday because we were so busy with everything going on. Loyalty bonuses. It appears that we pay longevity. I guess you could call it longevity or loyalty. We pay longevity bonuses to the directors of these agencies for Shasta County. Well, as it came up, it turns out that also included Sheriff Tom Basenko and Lori Scott. Both of them are elected positions. Lori brought it up to the people that keep control of the money. And they said, well, gosh, you guys rate that money too. $40,000, about $40,000, maybe $41,000 for Tom, and $31,000 around that for Ms. Scott. And this kind of gotten the whole Board of Supervisors upset, but we've got somebody on the phone, Trish Clark. Trish, I miss you, hon.
Okay, how are you, Carl?
Fine. You know, I wish you were here for this one. You would just be livid. Have you read about this?
I actually have followed it a little bit, Carl. and I, you know, I kind of remember that in my mind, I remember it was clear to the board's intention, and I thought at the time they specifically stated it was for appointed department heads only.
Well, somehow, this was like 2008. Were you on the board then?
No, I wasn't, but I remember distinctly when it happened, because I thought it was ludicrous that they were doing it.
Well, it is.
It is. For anybody.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That's a huge bunch. But then I remember just specifically, because I remember some of the elected officials actually talking about the fact that it was not for the elected. They know what they're going to get when they run for office. They know what their salary is. So that's interesting. And I actually had a conversation yesterday with someone in the county that not everyone is all happy about this.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Dave, I saw Dave Kehoe yesterday. He is still angry about this. He sees it as, he says, everybody knows it wasn't, he says, yes, we voted on it, but we thought it was for just the hired guys, not the elected ones. And
yes.
he sees it as a clash between integrity and pragmatism.
That's kind of how I was explained to me. Someone else said, you know, Trish, there are things that are just wrong.
Yeah.
And this is just wrong.
You know, the funny thing is Modi and Kehoe, you know,
yeah.
both of them have been, you know, frankly, both of them have always worked for government. They were elected to this thing. They both are saying this is wrong. On the other hand, you have Chappelle and Giacomini who think it's okay. Now, I'm just throwing Les Baugh out totally because Les Baugh and Tom Basenko are just so tight. I mean, they work on each other's campaigns.
Yeah.
They're best friends. I mean, you know, they're best friends. They go to all these events together. You know, so, you know, Les has got, you know, frankly, probably maybe should have recused himself, but he didn't. So, because how can you? Because, you know, you're friends with other people, too.
Well, you know, but, you know, when you're making a decision as an elected official, you have to put aside personal entanglements. And if you can't, then you have to recluse yourself.
That's what I would think. And, you know, but I'm sure that Les said, well, you know, I can make a decision here just because we're friends. You know, I can make a decision. And there's three of them that did that said that this was, you know, perfectly okay. I think it's causing a lot of unrest, but they can't change it, I don't think, why can't they just change it?
Well, I can, but it would take three votes to do that, and obviously
they're not going to do that.
Not inclined to do that.
It is just, I said, oh, I wish Trish was here because I would just sit back, go out and get a cup of coffee, maybe a scone, and just turn you loose on this for like 30 minutes. And then that would lead to other things, I'm sure. Hey, where are you, hon?
Okay, well, we're in Ohio. We just yesterday visited the Canton Football Hall of Fame. And that was just a fun thing for me because, as you know, I'm a rabid football fan. And so that was just an incredible experience. That's really something to see all that stuff. And then we went to a Warther Museum. The family makes knives, but this guy is considered the foremost carver, wood carver in the world.
Wow.
And you would not believe he did all of the trains from all through the from when they started and down to out of ivory and wood, hand carved, tiny, tiny little models.
Oh.
I've got pictures that just blow you away.
You know, when I was in Taiwan and went to their museum, and they had carvings, ivory carvings of these little steamboats for the mm-hmm. that went along the rivers. It was so tiny. I mean, they had magnifying glasses that you had.
Exactly.
Is that incredible? I mean, how do they do that?
Well, I don't know. It was all hand carved and all the ivory. He did postcards, Carl, that he carved in his hotel rooms and then mailed.
Why? He carved postcards?
and would send them to people, and they're all hand-carved.
You know how much those things must be worth?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the Smithsonian Institute, and this guy never sold any of his work. The Smithsonian Institute has valued this collection, this museum, at, well, irreplaceable. It doesn't have a value, but different points, different pieces.
Yeah.
They've offered upwards of $1 million for some of the trains. So anyway, that's where we are now, and we're kind of heading up towards Indiana, actually up towards Michigan.
When are you coming home,
and
Trish?
I'll see you next Thursday morning, sir.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's what you say.
I'll be in the studio at 7:07.
7:07. And yeah, it's Linda's birthday. She's back.
Is that right?
That's next Thursday, Linda's birthday. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, so you're like going to take the day off?
No. Why?
Oh, okay.
It's her birthday. Well, it's her birthday, not mine. Hey, by the way, on this loyalty thing, I just got something from one of our chat room guys. It said, what a coincidence. Loyalty payments. I just sent my friends and family an invoice for my years of loyalty. I think I may have to take them to collections. I have strange people out there.
You drive
safe, and I'm sure Tom Brady being suspended for 4 games bothers you.
You know, that's a whole other conversation.
It's funny how they gave him a harsher sentence. You know, 4-game suspension than they did to this guy that punched out his wife in the elevator. I mean, come on. I mean,
I know. My whole point is that I think the NFL, now I can see why they go after Brady. That was an in-game violation, a football violation. Punching out the gal in the elevator, that's a civil issue. And the NFL ought to keep their nose out of it.
Well,
I don't think they ought to be punishing them for off-duty activity.
Really?
If the team wants to fire them, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But the NFL shouldn't be involved in it.
Isn't that interesting? Well, when you come back, we'll come back. We'll discuss that. I guess I could kind of say you know what? We did argue on this one because I said, what if you're a lawyer and you punched out your significant other, whether you're male or female, and you punched out your significant other, should you be penalized by saying you cannot practice your trade? Of course not. Because this happens everywhere. So in the NFL, they're going to say, you cannot practice your trade, make your money, take care of your family. We're suspending you for this with no pay. And yet if a lawyer did it, or if one of the minions of the NFL up in the hierarchy did it, they'd let him stay there at least until let him look for help and all these things, I imagine.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I mean, if he's committed a crime, then that's a civil issue, and then he should be punished accordingly by the civil authorities. The NFL hasn't got any right to be messing in that. Now, with Tom Brady, and I still have a hard time, and I haven't honestly been following that, so I don't know what kind of proof they came up that he did that, but how stupid.
Well, they did say is that they think he generally knew about it.
But, but I mean, gosh, you know, then that puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth, and all those other players who did a good job and everything, and somehow everybody in their mind is going to believe they didn't really win that game.
It was only 45-7. If it had been like 14-13, this could have had a lot to do with it. But 45-7, come on. And both sides used the same ball. I think that, you know, they end up with balls on both sides, I guess. I'm not sure.
It wasn't 45-7.
No, they beat them 45-7. They beat the Colts 45-7. Didn't they?
Was that okay? That was the game. Okay,
that was the game. Right. They didn't get him for the Super Bowl. They got him for the game before that. You know, during the Super Bowl, because they'd been accused of it, they were watching those balls.
Yeah,
they have a ball watcher there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway, it was an unfortunate thing, and I can't imagine why in the world he would do something like that. But
hey.
Anyway.
Hey, we're all following you vicariously through Facebook. So.
We are having a really good.
Well, look, I tell you what. When you're on your way back, you need to stop. Are you going to do Route 66 at all on the way back?
I have no idea.
Probably not. Anyway. Because I know a couple of good bars there.
Oh, okay.
You take care, Trish. You take care, Trish.
Right,
we miss you. We miss you. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All
bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:32 in the morning right here. It's 58 degrees out. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, where that outstanding coffee, that cappuccino, that espresso, that latte is all there and at very, very fair prices, plus all types of other fun drinks in Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, of course, with that walk-in humidor that is second to none. Veteran-owned business there, and they give veterans discounts in espresso gels. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy, yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I am just a simple man, working on the land, going easy.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, with Carl and Nevada. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:35 this Thursday morning, May the 14th. 58 degrees out there today. It looks like it's not going to get very warm. However, and a slight chance of rain, but you know what? Doesn't mean a thing. We head. This is rodeo week. And this is when you cowboy up. You think it's going to be rain a little bit? Well, just put on a coat. Come on. Wear that hat. And it's time to cowboy up and get out to the rodeo. We gave away all of our tickets. Gave over 50 tickets away in like 10 minutes. People calling. You know, the first time I put them out, and this is where if you say, gosh, I wish I could have gotten some. Well, you know what? The first time I said it was like 20 to 8, and I said, I've got some tickets here. Nothing. And I went, that's strange. That's never happened before. I said, okay, I got some tickets here. Nothing. So I waited the next hour and said, I have some tickets here. And people were still calling after 9 o'clock. And frankly, if you were on the phone, you got a ticket. Anyway, we gave away 50 tickets in about 10 minutes. 50 tickets. So thanks for listening. Thanks for going to the rodeo, everybody. It's going to be great. Okay, what other things are going on here? Hey, speaking of super things going on, let's talk about our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know what? Isn't it great to have, you know, a great hospital right here with us? Rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation, Shasta Regional has been for 3 years in a row. Not only that, but their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They know medical care can change the body. But treating people well can change your lives. If you've got to hit the emergency room, God forbid. But if you do, tell them to take you to Shasta Regional. I've got a feeling that your stay there will be a lot less time as they get you in and out of there. They've got it all down to a science, and they got some great people there, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, I've got some comments in here. It seems about almost impossible what the people let the people in charge of our county and city get away with. They make outrageous salaries, get questionable bonuses, and the people let it happen. The right thing to do does not exist anymore. Huh, I agree. And this is another comment. And it's amazing how comfortable these people are spending the money. And that takes us right into REU and the restructuring of rates. Now, I haven't looked at this all the way through, but I am looking at it, and I got a phone call from REU about it. Barry Tippin is going to be on next Thursday, a week from today, to talk about this. But this is the first time in 50 years that REU has restructured their rates. Now, what's this mean? It appears that where you have, some costs are variable, you know, staff cost and, you know, those things. But there are fixed costs. And what's happened is that the fixed costs remain the same. And what it is electric companies, like many others, are set up so that they want people to be using electricity. And as electricity, right, of course, they plan on more people or the need for electricity keeps rising. Well, the need for electricity right here in River City has remained the same since 2007. But the cost of producing power and providing power have gone up. So REU is having the first restructuring of their rates in 50 years. And this is going to cause some consternation. This is what they're proposing. They're proposing that the access charge for everybody, everybody's got the same access charge. Look on your bill. It says $13. They're proposing that go up to $42. Now, that doesn't have a thing to do with how much electricity you use. And in fact, if you're using a very minimal use of electricity, this is going to hit you. You're going to be paying that much more. for your electricity. But what they're also proposing at the same time is that the kilowatt charge goes from 15 cents per kilowatt hour to 12 cents. So that means when I looked at mine and I was talking to the gentleman from REU when he was talking to me about it, and I said, well, look, this is how much I use. This means, he says, this means you will pay $18 less for electricity. And I don't use, like, you know, tons of electricity, but I use more than a, you know, more than a little bit. You do that when you have Linda in your life. The, and so I said, oh, so I'll be saving. It comes out almost a wash, really, for me. I mean, I'm paying more here, but I am paying less here. So it's all about the same. However, comma, about 25% of the customers at REU are going to be paying more because they use that minimum. And this could be people on fixed incomes, people that actually believe in saving electricity. So they have all these, they have energy saving devices. For the more energy saving devices they have, the less electricity they use, the more REU quote goes into the hole. Now, we're not even addressing their reserve and how much they have in the reserve because we know it's millions. Though they will tell you back and forth that, you know, that it goes from so many million to many millions, depending on the time of the year. So, okay, so I want to put solar power in. And I'm going to save so I don't pay any money to REU. Well, they just moved – I do. I have to have an access fee. Well, now they've just changed my access fee. What REU is also saying is that people – who use more electricity are paying for the people who don't use electricity when you get into those fixed prices. We are kind of subsidizing, we energy hogs, are subsidizing the energy savers. I'm not sure how this works, but I mean, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but yeah, us energy hogs. Now, the question is that at what point do the people really going to be upset about this? This is 25% of the people that in many cases, and this is in many cases, they're on fixed incomes. These could be our elderly. These could be our young. But they have used, okay, I'm living in an apartment. This is how much it is. Well, it's only this much more a month. Well, that much more a month means, you know, another is three times what I'm paying now. So that means it's, it could be, you know, it adds up to hundreds of dollars a year. And if you're on a fixed income and you're, you know, you don't get more money coming in, that means more money goes out for the cost of electricity. So how much more – it doesn't make any difference how much you save. They're still going to charge you that. This is a proposed rate schedule now. And I probably left out a couple of things, but I'm going to – you know, I'll go back and look at it again. This is a proposed change. It's got to go to the city council. However, the mayor, Francie Sullivan, has bought in on it already. She was there at the press conference yesterday. Francie says this is a good idea. Francie says we have to do this. The Imperial City Council has spoken. Now, knowing how the city council reacts to anything that the people might argue about, do you think that there's any chance, a hope in hell, that this is not going to happen? Of course it's going to happen. Now, is it a good idea? It could be, and then we're going to ask Barry Tippin these questions. You know, what about this? What about the? What about that 25%? Oh, by the way, they are also offering – I'm sorry, I forgot this part. They are also offering the fact they're going to give people that are in those low income and the people on these you know, on, in the discount effect, they're going to offer them a bonus – not a bonus, but a subsidy there for 2 years. First month it'll be $20, and the second year, or first year will be $20 a month, and the second year it'll be $10 a month. Till it all evens out, I guess. So, anyway, it's gonna be interesting, and when they say it's gotta be read to the city council, and the city council debates on it, and then it's gonna come back, and they'll vote on it in mid-August, and then it takes place in October, and so your first bill, first time it appears on your bill is in November. I can't help but think, though, that the city council is on board with it. They've briefed them because, like I said, Francie was there. So they're probably – I mean, you could get 100 people down there and speak against it, but they don't listen. The city council has had dozens and dozens and dozens of people speaking against things, anything ranging from moving the open open session where people can talk from the front to the end, the REU Electric Commission, the DRBA, almost anything that people have stood up. And I mean, dozens of people have gone down there and spoken against and pleased to have the city council take a different look at it. Has not happened. The city council has it in their head and that they can do anything they want. And so far, they do. Part of that great idea of democracy. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. It is 7:45 in the morning here on the 14th of May. 59 degrees out there. Linda will have On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, and I'm sure you're going to like that. She's got other things that she gives away on tickets that she has, and just a you know, kind of a different outlook on things does Linda have with symphony and music and all those. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. Looking at
the road, resting under my wheel. Running on empty. That's what it's going to look like if you've got electricity here in the River City. Running on empty here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. 1460. Good morning. Hey, it's 7:48 in the morning, and let's go to the phones. Good morning. I think you have to push that button over here. Look over here. Click on that. Good morning. Anybody there?
Good morning, Carl. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. So what's up?
I just wanted to say that your last segment was completely spot on, accurate. City Council does not listen. It doesn't matter how many people show up. And with REU changing its rates, it is going to affect at least 25% of the population of the city of Reading.
You know, how's it feel to how's it feel to know that if you become an energy piggy, that you'll get rewarded for that?
Well, I don't have any solar panels, so I can't argue too much, but I no longer live in city limits, so I'm rather happy right now.
Well, you're getting hammered out there by PG&E.
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't have to put up with city council, so that kind of makes me happy.
There you go. Now, instead, you just have your loyalty bonuses to the sheriff.
Right, yeah. Well, they're a lot easier to be loyal to, I'm just gonna say.
That's true. Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Carl. Talk to you later.
You bet. Bye-bye. You know, you ought to read the comments I'm getting. I mean, if you're not in my chat room, if you're not in the chat room here, hop into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. These are pretty good. These are pretty good chats. If there was more, if it seems the more we try to conserve, the higher the bill goes. That's right. See, that's it. You broke the code. It's like this. All the cars on the road, right? They set up all this money. It's coming into the state of California. State of California has, okay, we're getting all this money from gas tax. But, hey, by the way, you guys are using you're emitting too much carbon from some kind of, you know, whatever that equation was. So we are encouraging you to use less gas. Drive less. Get those cars that get 50 miles per gallon. Get those electric cars. Get those hybrid cars. We're going to give you thousands of dollars if you buy these hybrid cars. So they do. So what's that mean? Oh, less gas. What's that mean? Less taxes. Oh, my God, we're losing billions of dollars. Oh, we got to do something. So they find new ways of getting taxes, like fire fees. I mean, this is just, they haven't even gotten into the things they're going to start collecting money on. But the less gas you use, then they've got to start charging. Okay, so now you're doing, okay, I'm using solar panels on my house. So I use a lot less energy because I'm being a good guy. Well, no, not so fast, because we can only allow so much of that because we have our cost. I understand that. However, again, you're reaping what you have sown. You want to stop smoking? Fine. All those billions of dollars that are not coming back into the tax structure. All of these things that are happening are because people are trying to conserve. They're trying to do the things the government has said that you should do. And now when you're doing it, the government turn around and dropping a hammer on you in a different way. Isn't that cool? How else can something work like this? I'm doing what everybody says. I'm conserving water. Does this mean that if I conserve water all summer long, they're going to raise my water rates? Because guess what? It costs money to get the water there, and nobody's using water. So we're going to punish you guys for doing the right thing. Am I looking at this wrong? What I really hate are the low flow toilets. Whose bright idea was this? Okay, hop into the chat room, KCNR1460. Now they're telling us not to flush each time. Have you ever tried that with a low flush toilet? It is not pretty. It's not pretty with a low flush toilet. If you flush it a couple times, sometimes it's not pretty. Yeah, okay. Low flush toilets, unless you have that part to it that kind of boost the emptying power of it, and it sounds like the toilet on a ship, on a Navy ship. When you hit that flusher, it just goes boom, and you just hope that you're never anywhere around it if it reverses itself. Okay, all right, let's move on here. Oh, President Obama has struck again. I know it's hard to believe. There's this man up there continuing. He blames problems in fixing poverty on Fox News. There you go. 8 years, 6 years this man's been in office. Poverty is getting worse. The salary is going down. More people on food stamps than ever before. All of this, and it's because of Fox News. Gee. And other media. Not just Fox News, but it's other media. His resolution? We have to change how the media reports the news. This is what he said. We have to change the way the media reports the news. Really? Really? So you want to control how the media reports the news to your magnificence, President Obama? how they report the news. Oh no, they pick out points and then they pick out negative stories and they dwell on it. And that's what causes failed policies. That's what causes failed policies, like the ones you've got in the Middle East, because they dwell on the fact that you put all the troops out of Iraq when you shouldn't have. That's the cause of failed policies, because the way that the news reports your shenanigans or reports the failures, that's the reason. So now we've got to change it. So how would we change this, Mr. President? You know, frankly, this is really scary from a man whose IRS targeted his opponents, uses executive action as legislation, who has pretty much destroyed peace in the Middle East and is kicking off another Iraq intervention. And it's because, and it's the reason all this is happening is because the news media is calling, you know, is waving the BS flag here. Excuse me. It could be because of the policies are failing, because there are more people in poverty, because there are more people on food stamps than there ever have been in our lives, that our debt is higher than it ever has been. You can try and blame this on Bush. I mean, okay, give them half of it. Okay, half the debt is because of Bush. Well, what about the other half? What about we keep spending? What about the fact that our military is going to be in tatters in a few years because of your policies, because of these inane policies you have, you and the rest of the politicians, but you are the president. So that's going to fix everything if we change the way the media reports the news. Of course you'd love that, wouldn't you? Moving right along. Where are we at here? Okay. We talked a little bit about Deflategate here. I frankly don't understand how much time and effort the NFL and then looking at the media too. I mean, this is I look at this, you know, the Deflategate is right along the same lines as Kim Kardashian's, but I don't care. Was the ball deflated a little bit? Okay. So if they're cheating, then let's make a big statement here. Wait, so that were they cheating? Brady is appealing his 4-game suspension. And it seems to be that it's based on the fact he wouldn't give him his cell phone. We want to see your cell phone. No, I'm not going to give you my cell phone because I have personal things in there. I'm not going to give you my cell phone. Well, we want your cell phone. Well, I'm not going to give it to you. Okay, we're going to punish you. All right, do it. There's nothing that links him directly to it. Did he generally know that maybe they were underinflated, that the balls were underinflated? He said, yeah. Seemed like they were. But in the middle of the game. You know what? So fine, and you fine them $1 million, which you did. Belichick was found not to have anything to do with it, the coach. Fine the club $1 million. Suspend him for 4 games. Who cares? Really, is this such a big thing that we spend this much time on? Well, here I am. I've talked about it twice, so obviously it is. See, what else is going on in the world today? I know what it is. I have to hit this one time because this is what they send us. They have found out who the lone stranger and his partner were. Denise Miller identified the lone stranger, and it happened to be the lone strangers as Shasta County Chief Executive Officer Larry Lees and Eddie Axner of Eddie Axner Construction. Well, I picked out Eddie Axner the first day by just some of the clues. Well, those are really kind of broad clues if I can figure it out that quick. And the loot was awarded to Derek Foster. It was found in a tree near the Reading Civic Auditorium. Isn't that like the second time it's been found there in the last 3 years, somewhere over there? Anyway, so Denise, I wonder we ought to have Denise Miller on and say, Denise, how do you do this? This is the third year in a row. Is this what you do? You sit here and you listen and you get those clues and you just kind of go for it? I find it really interesting. And also, Reading has made the national news. The lady that shot the parolee that was escaping from the sheriff's deputies that jumped over her fence and came running at her acting like he had a gun and she shot him day before yesterday made the national news. Lady stops parole escapee, and she shot 2 or 3 times, hit him in the ankle. Maybe not on that GPS that he was carrying on his ankle, hopefully. Oh, maybe so. Anyway, then he was captured later. So Reading stands up for itself. I'll talk to the lady about that. We ought to have her on, talk about her experience with that happening. All right. When we get back, we have paramedics will be here with us talking about what they're doing when the CAL FIRES and the other parts of doing their job about keeping people alive. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. I hope you're having a great day. It's 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 14th of May.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Thurmont, Maryland, where at nearby Camp David, President Obama is convening a summit with Gulf Arab leaders. The administration's push for a nuclear deal has put Gulf nations on edge, so the president invited leaders here to reassure them. But only two other heads of state of the six Gulf nations are attending. The most notable absence is Saudi King Salman. On Sunday, Saudi Arabia announced that the king was skipping the summit just 2 days after the White House said he was coming. I'm Greg Clugston in Thurmont, Maryland. Now here's Linda Kenyon in Washington with more SRN news.
Cranes and heavy equipment are working to right the overturned cars from an Amtrak train that crashed in Philadelphia Tuesday night, killing at least seven people. Dr. Herbert Cushing, the chief medical officer at Temple University Hospital, is treating some of the injured.
The remaining 16 people are in stable to improving condition. We still have eight folks in critical care, and they're doing very well and improving day by day.
The lawyer for the engineer who was at the controls when the Amtrak train crashed in Philadelphia says his client has no recollection of that crash. NTSB member Robert Sumwalt tells CBS This Morning he's not surprised.
I want to point out that for somebody who's been through a traumatic event, this is not at all unusual for human behavior to have the mind blank out things like that, at least for the short term.
Investigators say the train was traveling at twice the speed limit. Producer prices dropped last month.
The Labor Department says its producer price index declined 0.4% last month after increasing 0.2% in March. Even leaving out volatile food and groceries, however, the core index slipped 0.2% in April, brought down in part by lower shipping costs.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Weekly applications for unemployment benefits slipped by 1,000 last week. This is SRN News.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
Afghan officials say at least 14 people have been killed in an attack on the Kabul hotel, which was packed with foreigners awaiting a concert.
The attack began in the early evening, and gunfire could still be heard from the central Kabul guest house, the Park Palace, 5 hours later as police retook the building room by room. When the dust had settled, many lay dead and injured. But the incident raises many questions. The Taliban say there was only one attacker. Some police sources said there were two. Was there a failed suicide attack? And why did it take the police so long to secure the building?
BBC correspondent David Lyon reporting from Kabul, Afghanistan. Police say a man suspected of randomly attacking four people with a hammer has been arrested after he struck a New York officer with the tool and then was shot. The New York Police Department says 30-year-old David Barrell of the Bronx faces assault and weapons charges. He remains in stable condition after being shot twice. This is SRN News. GOP presidential contender Marco Rubio says the U.S. needs to return to past practices of standing tough against human rights abuses and oppressive regimes.
This is not just morally wrong. It is contrary to our interests. Because wherever freedom and human rights spread, partners for our nation are born. But whenever foreign policy comes unhinged from its moral purpose, it weakens global stability.
The Florida senator was speaking in New York, where he also called for increasing military spending. Democrat Russ Feingold has decided to run for his old Senate seat in Wisconsin against Republican Ron Johnson, who defeated him in 2010. The former senator is sending out an announcement to supporters today via video message. Feingold was widely expected to get into the race, which is likely to be one of the most contentious in the nation. Senator Johnson is seeking re-election. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. And tomorrow, of course, is Pancake Breakfast. We will be on remote on the streets of Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of our closest friends. So come on by tomorrow. Here's your chance to come on by, be on the radio, come in, say hello. We'll sit you down and give you a cup of coffee that the Asphalt Cowboys provide, and stay away from the orange juice. It's dangerous. 8:06 in the morning here on the 14th of May, 59 degrees out there. What's the weather look like today there, Jerry? Here's your big chance there, buddy.
Today we have a 40%
getting close to that microphone. Come on, come on.
Highs of 71 degrees. Tonight we have another 40% chance of showers, low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow we have a high of 73, 30% chance of showers, and Friday night is a low of 55 degrees. With a 20% chance of rain. Saturday will be partly sunny, high of 76. And Saturday night, we have a slight chance of
rain. Okay, let's just get rid of the slight chance of rain. You know what? It rained for like a minute. That's it. It's rodeo week. It doesn't rain. Cowboy up. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Thanks, Jerry. Our customers are warm, dry friends. Not only is it locally owned and operated, it is a veteran-owned service, which just won an award from the California Economic Opportunity Division there, and as being one of the top three small businesses in the state of California. Only three of them. Shasta Gas Propane was one that hired veterans, and with a new program they have. Great job for Chuck and Jenny. Judy, Senior and Veterans Discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. And, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair service does, offers guarantees. You got a problem, bring it back, he fixes it. Whether it's a chip to a crack over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst, another veteran-owned business, can do that for you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Good morning, everybody. It is now 8 minutes after 8 o'clock right here. And KCNR 1460, good morning. I'm here with Bill Mastin. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl.
He is great to be wearing here a wounded warrior.
That is. We did a fundraiser during an EMS conference, made $3,000 for him.
Cool.
Yeah, NorCal EMS was part of that at Wind River.
Great. You know what we're going to talk about today? You know what, I'm learning about this. There's kind of three tiers of first responders here. There's, you got your police, you got your fire, but then you have your emergency response teams that come in here. And we're glad we've got Michael Eliason here from American Medical Response. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And thank you for your service. Michael is a veteran.
And I am.
Which branch, Michael?
20 years Air Force.
Wow. 20 years Air Force.
And Mike actually was one of my students in 2008 and is now one of the paramedics that provides emergency medicine up here in Shasta County.
Well, you know, okay, let's talk about this. Bill, you know, when Bill started talking, I said, you know, we talked about smoke jumpers and hotshot teams.
Correct.
Great show that was, by the way. Great show.
Great people.
And, oh, they are. And, you know, things that I use now is people have no idea is that there's only 400 smoke jumpers in the United States. 47 of them are right here in Shasta County, including the school that teaches them how to jump. And they go all over the United States. Anytime there's a spot that you need smoke jumpers. And the hotshot teams, same thing. And they do it because they're all adrenaline junkies. I mean, they want to do the right thing, but it's, yeah, you ask them, say, oh, yeah, I mean, it's exciting. It's the type of thing.
Absolutely.
It's like combat. It's like you come home after the fire season, you kind of kick back, keep yourself in shape. Fire season starts, adrenaline pumps up, They probably no longer have adrenals anymore. They just mainlining the stuff. But then you get into the other parts because we started talking about, well, what about the paramedics, the ones that come out there on these calls? And again, Bill comes through again.
Well, and I think part of the issue is that Mike and the people that he works with, they are kind of a litmus test on the ills of society wherever they work. I know in my career, because I've been a paramedic for 34 years, is when I worked East L.A., heroin was big. Knife injuries, when they used to have arguments, they used knives. In South Central, it was crack cocaine. It was gunfire. It was things of that. When we talk about overdoses, the mental illness, actually Mike and the people he works with shore up the failure of our medical society. So when he's the one that helps
he is a symbol of a failed medical treatment society in mental health.
In mental health, violence, drug overdoses. Yeah.
Okay, Michael, good morning. Thanks for being here. So what made you want to get into this? I mean, you were 20 years in the Air Force. Did you have anything to do with medicine or anything like that?
No, I was completely on the other end of it.
You were delivering.
Pretty much.
Yeah, delivering pain and discomfort to people.
I learned a lot of things. Yeah. actually kind of stumbled into it. Moved up into the area.
Why?
Just kind of a change. I'm from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I get a little bit away from the city life and some of the things I wasn't really liking down there.
Uh-huh.
Moved up here. They had a spot open on the volunteer fire department. And joined the fire department, and it was the rest is, as they say, history. Hook, line, and sinker, and progressed from there.
Do you feel like this is helping people?
Yeah. In general, overall, yes.
Mike was a fire chief for Jones Valley.
Oh. Is that a volunteer job?
Yes. Shasta County.
They don't pay you, though, for that?
You get paid. It's a per-call basis through the county.
Do they give you a loyalty bonus for the longer you stay there? They pay you extra, like they do the sheriff and other elected officials?
No.
No, they don't?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the purest of volunteer entities you can become. It's there's no
They pay you mileage, though, or something like that, right?
No, it's just a flat fee per call.
Okay. Isn't that interesting? I didn't even know they paid that. I just thought it was kind of like, hey, let's all show up down there and let's put our great looking uniforms on, and we ride out there with sirens going and flights, and we get out there and throw water on a barn, and people love us.
Well,
they bring in cakes, and you know,
he actually has to do all the training required of city firefighters. So the training is very in depth, and to say the least, it's
about
considerable.
Six, 8 months before you're fully qualified to do everything.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever see that movie with Steve Martin in it? In the volunteer.
Oh yeah, he was the fire
what was the
chief.
Name of that?
Yeah.
He was the fire chief. And
yeah.
He had to train all the volunteer fire.
I can't remember the name of that.
It was pretty hilarious. Anyway, I imagine that is pretty exciting too.
Very.
To have volunteers that come out there like this. I mean, doing it for just the right reasons.
Very.
Yeah.
And, Shasta County, they're pretty progressive. They're on the little bit on the higher tier of how volunteer and county run volunteer entities are.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm like that. Good. You know, I don't live out there, but I'd like to have guys like you that are professionals. I mean, in your deportment, in your demeanor, and everybody's trained, because you want to go out there, you want to have somebody that knows which end to screw into the hydrant out there to be able to save a house. So that's cool. Hey, I tell you what, before we get into this, let's take an early break. And we're here with Michael Eliason, who is part of the American Medical Response teams here in Shasta County. And I was surprised to hear how many the ambulances and all this. I mean, I see ambulances going around. But I have some questions about that vice, the firefighters and them going out on these calls too. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 13:14 after 8 in the morning here on May the 14th. 59 degrees out there today. We'll be right back after these messages.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick.
Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Journey concert production. This group's multi-part harmonies will keep you believing and wanting more. Join us Friday, May 22nd at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. A salute to Journey live in the event center. This high-energy show is packed with all your favorite hits performed live with no backing tracks, spanning the entire era of Journey's repertoire. If you're looking for exceptional entertainment that is totally fresh and full of stamina, accept no substitutes and purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this exciting show are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert at the Win River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 22nd. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. It's better on the river.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Thunder, 38 Special, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. The time is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Thursday the 14th. 59 degrees out there. Going to go up to like 72 today. A very slight chance of rain. Go to the rodeo. Here's your chance. It's family night at the rodeo and just great events out there. Super cowboys and cowgirls. And of course, the stock is just outstanding. What a great place. And then you can also get to all those curly fries, which are, you know, add 5,000 calories to your immediate diet right there. Okay, I may be exaggerating a little bit. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I don't exaggerate usually, though sometimes I've been known to do that. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, as Bill Mastin knows here. But this is true what I'm talking about, Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business. Can do any type of work on HVAC systems. I'm telling you what, Martin and his people are so adept at what they do. They offer warranties. They offer guarantees. You got an emergency, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, and they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. You need to have – in fact, we're having them over to do our semi-annual system check where they come through and they check out the ducts and the filters and all this stuff to make sure everything's working before the summer starts. You need to do it now before it gets way too hot. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned local business that you should be supporting. I'm here with Michael Eliason, who is part of the American Medical Response Team of paramedics, you see, and then Bill Mastin, who has done this his whole life. And Bill has been a firefighter and an EMT and an SRD and a QPR.
That's right.
All of those things. Anyway, Mike, you we were talking about how you all are kind of like bellwethers of what's going on in society.
Absolutely.
What you see is kind of a visceral part of society that people don't get to see. the fact that what's the biggest problem that you see here in Reading that you're facing?
I think Bill touched on it. It's mental health. I think that's something that's fell through the cracks, and I think it's not just here, but it's pretty prevalent here. And there's really no entities in mass to take care of it, and it seems to be getting worse. And I mean, even in the small amount of time I've been here,
you get a lot of calls for mentally disturbed people, then, right?
Yeah, a lot of the baseline problems that these people are having, not maybe necessarily the medical emergency they're having, the mm-hmm. baseline that they've had is spurred from mental illness.
You get a lot of calls for people on the street?
A lot.
Would you say the vast majority, or you get a phone call? Hey, somebody is thrashing around out here in South Park?
There's many. I don't know what the percentages are, and you know, these are my opinions. They're not American Medical Response's opinions, but there's,
but this is just from what you see. Yeah. I you know what, I value those because yeah, they're anecdotal. But you're the guys out on the line. When I called out there, and we were looking out front, and we asked some PFC who may not have a college degree, but he knows what he's doing because he's out there every day. When I ask him, what are you seeing out there? And he says, well, I'm seeing this and this and this. That becomes very much gospel to me because he's on the front lines. You're on the front lines. When you tell me this is what I'm seeing, then I pretty much think that it's probably, you know, pervasive throughout the rest of the city that when other people see it. Yeah. So that's what I believe. And my show. So, okay, Mike. So what do you see out there when you're out there, the mental health problems, when people are calling in, but that you're saying that's the underlying problem of the things that you see.
Though. Right, because we get a lot of drug overdoses, alcohol, baseline calls and things like that, and they're spurred from mental illness I guess how people deal with those things. Mm-hmm. They're homeless. There's other things going on, and I speak very generally, but
would you say at least half the people you see though are like this?
It can be more than half in some cases,
but probably about half by when you look at it. And I'm not trying to pin you down except for one reason.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it could be about half.
There's kind of a ripple effect, what Mike's kind of referring to. The ripple effect is it affects law enforcement because mm-hmm. they're called 911. The engine companies, the firefighting assets that also go because they send the nearest resource. And then Mike, because he's actually the highest medical authority, is a paramedic. There's three different levels, emergency medical responder, an EMT, and then paramedic, which is Mike.
Okay, so you're you're like the last one. That gets, I mean, not the last one that gets there, but you've got the most training, I guess I would say.
I'm the highest level of medical.
Okay, care. So where a fire engine may get there and stabilize them, then you roll in there to take care of it like that.
Yeah, usually it's the police get there, then mm-hmm. the fire. It's a 911. You know, mm-hmm. it's an automatic dispatch per county right. policy. Usually the police get there first, the fire department get there, and they initiate first responder care, and then in our case, then the higher level of care comes and.
Well, let me ask this question. This is I've always wondered about this. Our firefighters, and we always say we don't have enough firefighters, and yet almost 90%, maybe 85 to 90%, and this may have changed in the last year or so, of their calls are 9/11 type things, like you're just talking about. There's a person having an alcohol overdose or a drug overdose.
It's actually national wide.
Well, I know it's not just here. It's
From 75 to 78% of every fire agency's call volume is specific to emergency medical issues,
and not fire.
No, it's not. And yet they
roll with all their stuff on, and roll with the fire engine because if someone on their way out there, they may be called someplace else.
Well, and they now they do. Shasta Regional did institute a what's called EMD, Emergency Medical Dispatch, and Shasta Regional Medical Center actually paid for that at ShastaCom. So there is a kind of a pre-triage and pre-arrival instructions. But Mike's what's called Advanced Life Care unit, if they're tied up, you want the nearest resource right away.
Well, who pays for you guys, Mike?
We're a private company.
Okay, you're a private company. But you're paid for by the county or insurance companies or what?
Medical billing, insurance companies.
Okay.
We have our own.
Well, what happens when you get these, 50%, let's just, okay, I would say 40% of every mission you roll on is an indigent,
indigent population, which is picked up by the
which
county.
Which is what I tried to say. Yeah. So that's picked up by the county then. So then the county's paying for 40 to 50% of the ones you all guys roll on.
If they get paid.
If they get paid. That's an interesting concept. You do invoice the county, though, right?
No. It goes through the patient themselves.
So, okay, so you bill the patient whose life you just saved, who has no money because they're on the streets, because they're burned out from drugs continuously. And so you save their lives again. You bring them into the hospital. You bill them. They laugh because they have no address. You know, a tree here on the left-hand side of the road. And then from there, then it goes to the county? No. Oh, okay. So
no, it stops at the patient. And then I believe, and again, this is, you know, I don't know everything for the company and my own opinion. I believe, you know, that it goes as far as that. And if they can't, you know, it's sometimes, I believe, just a write-off.
Wow. See, I think the point I'm trying to make is this, is that we have our very highly trained and well-paid firemen out there, that they're rolling on these issues that it has nothing to do with a fire. It has to do with the fact of somebody's got an overdose someplace. And we're rolling out the truck, and not like it was in the emergency, back in L.A. when they had that little pickup truck that went out.
Yeah, and that was actually those were called squads. That's what I worked on. That was a paramedic squad. Part of that is you want to send the nearest resource. And what's happened in the evolution of this is it went from pre-911 systems, people actually needed help. And now it's evolved into more of, we don't know what to do, so call the paramedics, call the fire department, call law enforcement, because nobody knows what to do. It's an abuse of the system, and we're really not doing a good job of educating people.
Well, that's where, you know, we've been told, you know, we've had the fire department on before, the chiefs, and they're going, yeah, we get phone calls from people that want to ride to the hospital.
Absolutely.
That's, you know, we become a taxi service, and I'm like, why do we do this? I mean, this, you know, how much does it cost to roll a truck and two firefighters?
Well,
it's got to be, I mean, you probably don't know, but it's got to be expensive. It's got to be a few thousand dollars.
Absolutely. And also Mike's whole job too is not only to take care of their care in the field, but to hand them off to the emergency room. And sometimes there's not a bed available. So he's stuck at the hospital because the emergency rooms are absolutely inundated with people that have non-life-threatening injuries.
But Obamacare was supposed to fix that. Okay, just the political side. Okay, yeah. Mike,
let's go
say?
Back to the mental illness. Yeah. Which is very prevalent here. You know, go to the hospital. I'm not going to name a hospital. We'll go to the hospital. Let's, for example, they have 20 beds. They'll have 8 beds on 5150 holds for mental illness, and that's a babysitting job. You're not getting any medical care. You're also not given the adequate care that they need, but they're on a 72-hour hold. And that's,
you mean,
a
there's
bed.
Somebody in that bed that's in there for a 72-hour-old because they're whack, they're crackers, or they think they're crackers. Okay. That's a medical term that a military psychologist told me.
Well, and a lot of them are predisposed to other issues. You know, alcoholics and drug addicts have high blood pressure. They have, you know, chest pain. They have all these other ancillary things that are directly related back to their drug and alcohol problem.
You know, one of the things that, you know, when I hear all these things, I start having chest pains. And
we're here to help.
No, I know. I mean, I'm here ready. He's got his bag here. But when I hear the things that we're spending,
we'll light you up, Carl.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't know if I'll unlight though. Once I get started, you know, once I get started, sometimes it's hard to step off that wall. Anyway, hey, I'm here with Michael Eliason, part of the American Medical Response, and Bill Mastin, who's been doing this his whole life. You know, we're going to take a break, and one of the things I want to talk about when we get back is your job has gotten a lot more dangerous. And the you know, you're out there to help people, but it's not working out like that. And sometimes I want to talk about that and let people know about this. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. You know what? This is a family-owned business. They've been the Fours have been here for over 80 years in Northern California. So a father and son operate this store, and they've got just the best things that you could possibly want. Big barbecue weekends right here. It's your one-stop place on your way to the lake, first of all. Plus the fact it's locally owned, locally operated. It's got a lot of great stuff in there. Over 1,000 different drinks, including 250 beers and over 350 liquor and wine choices. which is big for the, you know, those fire guys when they're on their off time. We know about them. But, you know, imagine that, going in there, all different types of drinks, all of this. Full deli and butcher shop, locally owned and operated, like I said. You know what? Here's a place you can go to. It's, you know, you're heading on out for the day. We get to stop in here. Let's look at the deli. I mean, this deli, you can get great sandwiches. We have, because when we're out shooting, we come running back to Mighty Fine, and they take care of you. You know, we, of course, don't use alcohol while we're shooting, but we have the sandwiches there. And then and the great other things they have at the deli. Mighty Fine Foods, corner of 299 and Deschutes Road, locally owned, locally operated. Great service, great food, clean when you walk into it. It's like, you know, it's like the way you'd want to keep your kitchen. And most of us don't, but they do at Mighty Fines. All right, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 8:30 in the morning here on May the 14th. It's Rodeo Week right here in River City.
This is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:34 this Thursday, May the 14th. Temperature 62, going up to like 74 today. Great day to go to the rodeo tonight. On rodeo nights, family night out there at the Reading Rodeo. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that provides senior and veteran discounts there. And, of course, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts. Our Michael Elias is here with our American Medical Response Teams. Got his, he has thumbs up for this, so obviously you go there too.
I do.
And real men go there.
That's right. See this?
Yeah.
Yep.
You go there too?
Yeah.
Bill Mastin goes there. You know what? We're all going there.
The
what about you, Jerry?
Jerry?
What about you, Jerry? You go there? You go to any place? Has anybody touched your hair in 12 years?
Yes, actually. I got a haircut about a week ago.
So you wanted to kind of like shorten it up a little bit since you're in the presence of military.
Yeah,
I see that. Shorten it up to like, what, 18, maybe 20 inches over your shoulders? We love it, though. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, it's the cheers of barbershops. I can't say enough about it. Discounts for seniors and veterans, another veteran-owned business right here that we support at KCNR 1460. Hey, I'm here with Bill Mastin, who is a good friend, but always and has been in the firefighting and EMT work for his whole life and is retired now with his beautiful wife, Sandy, here in the city of Reading.
Yep, we love it up here.
We really like you being here. Well, and Michael Eliason, who is here from American Medical Response. And Mike is, again, thank you for your service, a 20-year veteran of the Air Force. Got into this via volunteer firefighting and now is a paramedic, which is kind of at the top of the emergency response chain. Is that right?
Correct, pre-hospital.
Okay, yes. Now see, what I was trying to do is get Michael to tell me that, no, if there was more of us, you wouldn't need all those firemen. But that's not true. When you are the last, I mean, when they call 9/11, police, the fire, people show up, and then you show up. But it's a lot of times you're not enough. Just you and your partner, the EMT, that's with you.
Correct.
That's not enough. You need help.
We need the manpower. And again, when fire gets there, because usually how it works, 911's called. If it's true medical, it's fire and emergency medical response that goes. Mm-hmm. Fire gets there usually first because just geographically there's more of them. They're closer
right.
to the calls. They get there, they render first responder aid and get the basic life support things, some information and things like that out of the way. So when we get there, depending on how critical, if we're going to stay and do some things or if we got to get going to the hospital because definitive care usually remains at the hospital,
mm-hmm.
We can take it to the next level. If it's something very critical, I may have to take one to three firefighters with me to give adequate care to the patient.
While it's being driven there.
Correct.
Because your partner is driving you to the
yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, it's gotten a lot more dangerous in your job.
It
used to be, remember we saw emergency with whoever those guys were? Robert
DeSoto
Fuller.
DeSoto and Gage.
Yeah, there you go. DeSoto Rampart. And Gage. Ramparts.
Yeah.
Everybody loved them and everything, but it's not quite that way anymore, is it?
Absolutely not.
No, it's extremely violent now.
Now, tell us, I mean, when you go to help somebody and you're out there to help them, is it easy to do that anymore? I mean, do people realize, hey, I'm here to help, or are they somewhat more violent nowadays?
You've got to take a step back. I mean, just to begin with, at all times, you go on a 911 call, you're going to see somebody at their lowest level. So, you know, they're very agitated usually and sometimes not even in the right frame of mind. And being in the area that we are, a lot of firearms, I can't tell you how many times we go on calls and there's a firearm right there within arm's reach. And
really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, just right the bare arms, you know, they have them out where they have them out. And, I mean, on the nightstand or something.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that. Oh, no, you can probably find that somewhere.
So that kind of catches your attention and you get
as long as he's not pointing at
you. You get individuals that are, you know.
Right. Agitated.
Mental health again, suicide attempt, or somebody calling out for, you know, and you don't know what you're going to get. You got to keep your head on a swivel. You got to trust your instincts and let law enforcement do their job and try not to be a hero.
Oh, no. Are you wearing the police get there first. They usually should be clean, you know, keeping the room sterile of weapons, I would think.
But interesting enough, if people don't want law enforcement to show up, they mm-hmm. call 911 and say somebody's sick. So Mike and fire arrive on scene, and the call is actually domestic violence or somebody got shot or stabbed, and they don't want the police showing up, so they didn't call it in as that. So they walk into an unsecured scene and are in the middle of it instantly when it actually came in as somebody hurt or
sick. A domestic violence thing, which police hate to go to because that becomes very, very volatile.
Well, he doesn't know, see.
Yeah, no. Right. No, I understand. Yeah. Are you all wearing some kind of protective clothing now?
No, not right now. I do know individuals that do.
Ballistic vest
but,
and those
but they're
things.
Not standard issue now.
Okay.
But Homeland Security has a grant now where after the Boston bombing and Aurora and Columbine and everything is they will pay for ballistic wear. And in the state of California, it's mandated training for fire, EMS, and law enforcement to do what they call active shooter, active threat training. So they should be ballistic weared up. And after the 92 riots in L.A. County fire, where I worked, everybody was issued point-blank ballistic wear. I mean, that we would wear under our uniforms so nobody could see
it. That was the funniest thing. We just got back from Desert Storm. And we had firefights there, and then we come back to our country.
And we did firefights in L.A.
We sent a battalion. Yeah, we sent a battalion of Marines.
That's right.
L.A. Put them under the control of what – well, they put them – we were in support of the L.A. police.
That's right. It was called JFC, Joint Forces Command. Yeah. It was downtown.
And there was shooting. There was some shooting done by Marines there in our own country after that.
Well, it stopped the riot right away because the Marines
they returned
fire.
Well, I remember the stories about is give this guy some cover.
Yep.
Okay. We have different meanings of that word.
But even the physical violence an interesting thing is Mike is responsible for patient care on that patient. Even when that patient is extremely violent and trying to do harm to him, his partner, the fire guys.
Well, this is one of the things the police have said, Michael, and I'm sure you're seeing it firsthand, is, they've got so many people fighting them because of the meth. And, their pain level is different. And this is why we have 10% of our police force. One of the reasons, main reason, we have 10% of our police force at any one time injured. So when you're there trying to help somebody, you may be falling into that same thing. Is
absolutely,
that right?
Absolutely, and there's some big people out there, and especially
you,
in that
you just
kind
back
of a,
off. You just back
yeah.
off on it.
You,
then
you know what? It's yeah. You want to go home at the end of the day. You didn't cause this problem. You're there to help, but you do not want to get in harm's way. It takes a long time to really understand that, and sometimes you have to see other people, come out on the short end of that. But you've at the end, you got to look out for yourself. You got to look out for yourself and your partner and the others that are around you.
You're there to help. You're not there to get into a fist fight
nope.
or some kind of physical altercation. That's for somebody who's like that. Somebody just wrote in and said there's some mental health money from the state of California tied up in a lawsuit right now. They said there's a settlement due Shasta County of almost $2 million from a 2010-2011 lawsuit. I don't know. I have not heard of that, but that would be a big help.
Well, that'd be a big help. And there's another new thing that just happened. It's called community paramedicine that other states have indoctrinated. The state of California has a couple beta sites they're trying. But people like Mike that are seasoned field paramedics now can actually go out and help post-operative patients. But the hope is they would be paired up. My suggestion is with other veterans, and they would go out and support the mental illness needs of society. And they wouldn't. It's not a 911 system, but it's a paramedic support system to mm-hmm. take care of that. So hopefully they can find revenue streams and grants or something to make that happen.
You say a veteran. You mean like a military veteran?
A military veteran that we could
pairs
train
up with you that you go and goes out for those or for post-op. Help. Is
well,
that right?
and they have their spidey senses already trained. Mike, with his career in the military, can read scenes. He has a spidey sense when things are not going right.
Wait a minute. A spidey sense?
The spidey sense.
Is that like Spider-Man?
Yep. And you know something isn't right. And if we look at each other, we just look at each other in this way like, this isn't good. We don't have to say a word, just like you did in the military. Yep. And
spidey sense. I love it. Hey, we've got a caller and it's got a question for you, Michael. So let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Do you have a question?
Either of you remember a few years back there was a mental health tax on millionaires proposition that passed?
I kind of vaguely remember that. That's one of the ways that we're going to pay for mental health is to tax the very wealthy.
Well, I talked to someone from the county quite a while ago, and evidently that money is all tied up in some sort of a lawsuit.
Okay. It's just what, yeah, okay.
But they owe Shasta County a ton of money.
Well, that'd be nice. Well, I know one of the main problems we have, Janet, I know you probably follow this too, is that our mental health facilities we have here are inadequate for what we have, grossly inadequate, not because we don't have good people and they're not trying and all this. It's just you don't have the money for the treatment. And that's why you have a lot of, now you end up, the jail ends up being the mental health ward.
Or the hospital.
Or the hospital.
Because Mike might drop them off and they might stay there over a day.
For 3 days.
In the emergency room.
With no medical needs, just you have to keep an eye on them. So resource has to be established to keep an eye on them.
So you're right, Jan. That money could be well used here in the Shasta County.
Well, according to the information I received from the county, it's the mental health cost settlement is approximately $20 million.
For the state.
That would go a long ways to help with the jail problem and to help these people with the mental health issues.
Well, I believe you're right. Yesterday, and we got to take a break here, I was walking over there and kind of ground zero from Deja Vu past Sam Allen's place there. And right there in that little park they just opened up. Heading for the post office. If that's not ground zero, I don't know what is. And this guy comes walking past me twice, cut off t-shirt. He was clean, but he had a glare in his eyes that I was looking at him thinking, this guy is looking for trouble or something. And he rushed by one way and rushed by the other. And I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he was just upset about something, but it was interesting seeing all these other people up there. They're, pregnant women that are doing drugs right there in front of you, people laying there on so much for that sit and lie ordinance on the sidewalk. So and how much? And I agree. A lot of this is mental problems. Either they burnt themselves out or whatever it is. So anything we could do to help, find some kind of facility that we could take them to for a couple of days instead of filling up the hospital and the jail. Hey, Jan, thanks a lot for your phone call. It was very good.
Thank you, Jan.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started 6 years ago in the middle of this huge, huge recession, and he's thrived. And why has he thrived? John Bastiani and his family have put together a real good customer service plan. That's right. If the customer's happy, you're going to thrive. And that's what they do. They take great pride on what they sell, how they sell it, having all the guns and ammo you could possibly want and the different calibers of all things. Plus, John is one of the finest gunsmiths in probably California. All of this, Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Find out what they've got. Just stop by there. You're going to love it. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. I'm here with Bill Mastin and Michael Elias, and we're talking about the third tier of first responders, the emergency of American medical response. We'll be right back.
Find yourself a girl and settle down. Live a simple life in a quiet town. Steady as she goes. Steady as she goes.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new riparian forest adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. The new riparian forest adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the forest camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It happens every year at this time. Those crazy, yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose once again. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake and sausage breakfast downtown in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Then join in Saturday morning for the rodeo parade starting at 10 a.m. in downtown Reading. It's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, May the 14th. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. A lot of good things happening, a lot of guests, different guests, music, all types of stuff she has going there. 10 till 9 here on Thursday, May the 14th. It's 64 degrees. It's going to go up to 72 today, maybe a slight chance of rain. Great rodeo weather tonight. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, during this time frame, you can get a free, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who are taking a basic CCW course. Ted Leidy heads this up. He can teach in like 12 counties up here in Northern California, and does. So he's very rarely ever see him around here anymore. But not only does all of his instructors, NRA instructors, they have not only the concealed carry, they have hunter safety, they have weapon safety classes, advanced pistol classes. They have it all there. Register online at readingccw.com or call Ted at 530-999-1822. That's 530-999-1822. Or again, check out his website at readingccw.com. Go on out and join the gang out there blasting away at the Reading Gun Club. Yeah, blasting away is okay.
That's right.
Hey, I am here with Michael Eliason, who is part of the American Medical Response Team we have right here, and Bill Mastin, who besides just being a good friend, also has been in the emergency response through either being a fireman or paramedic here. Now, an EMT, what's the difference, Mike, between an EMT and a paramedic?
It's a quantum leap. It's a... You've got what Bill was saying was the hours again was...
It's 160 hours now to become a certified EMT.
And what do you have to be able to do as an EMT?
Well, they do basic life support. They'll maintain airways, control bleeding, package people up to protect any type of spinal injury. They will assist them with oxygen. They can assist them with other devices, EpiPen, sugar for diabetics. The advanced care where Mike comes in is everything I do complements what Mike needs done.
And you've got 1,100 hours or something like that, or a minimum of training, plus all types of classes, I'm sure.
Correct.
And you can do a lot of things.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's you're almost 500 hours on an ambulance just training after you're done with the school. It's mm-hmm. a year and a half before you're absolutely done and in the field, usually on average.
How many, I mean, is this a job where there's a need for people?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, can you if you decide you want to be a paramedic and you go through all this, can you get a job, in other words?
maybe not necessarily in the area you're at, but you can find a job. It's an
anywhere.
In-demand job.
Right.
It's pretty
and they start you at a higher – if you're a paramedic because you've got all of these types of credentials, you can probably start at a higher level then,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Now, Mike, too, if he wanted to, as a firefighter paramedic, they're hiring them all over the United States right now. And a lot around here, they're called dual function. Where he's actually a firefighter paramedic. He does both jobs.
Okay.
Which I did in Bernie. When I was working up in Bernie, it was a firefighter paramedic job.
Okay.
And so he can also fly. He can be a flight medic. So there's other avenues that he can take.
Okay. So there's pretty much, if people are interested in this, you know, you're coming back out after a couple of tours in Afghanistan or Iraq, you know, blood doesn't really scare you anymore. You know the basics of, you know CPR. You know how to slap a tourniquet on. You know how to take a needle and poke it into somebody's chest.
Well, and they have
and all this.
The state of California has a transition for combat medics or medical professionals from the military to transition into jobs as a paramedic like Mike is doing.
Well, this could just be any veteran, though. That comes back.
Absolutely.
Could do this, could get into this kind of thing.
And we always have some in our class.
It's too bad. I mean, is there official training that they could use, their VA or their GI Bill?
Correct. Yeah,
absolutely.
VA helps pay for it.
Paramedic school is expensive. It's an expensive, it's 40 units usually if you get it.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So let's talk about that. So how do you, besides just having an EMT, it's not on the job training then. You're going to classes. You can go to 40 hours at a college. To get your – what does that give you then?
Well, usually how it works is you become an EMT. They like you to spend a couple of years as an EMT in a quote-unquote busy 911 system to kind of get your feet wet and get your mind and focus as to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Paramedic school, it's pretty much drinking out of a fire hose. It's a lot put at you. I mean, you can take physiology. You can take anatomy. Those are 18-week courses at a junior college. They're going to go through that in paramedic school in 2 weeks, both of those.
Well, they probably they aim it at certain things where you're getting an overall education for the whole thing at a junior college. But what they're probably hitting you with is what that type of anatomy and physiology that you're going to run into. Is that right?
Absolutely. But it's all the way down to the microsense. I mean, you have to know everything down to the cellular.
Wow.
Because the drugs he gives will react with systems, so you have to know all the systems. It's the anatomy and the physiology part.
Okay.
So
this isn't just something that you can just I want to be a paramedic. This is something that you work at. But if you go through the school, which a GI Bill can help you with,
correct,
and you get you have the experience, you can probably get a job anywhere. It sounds like anywhere in the United States, probably.
Yeah, if you're open to relocating,
sure.
It would not be a problem.
Well, it's like a lot around nurses around here. We've got two nursing schools, and that nurses always get jobs, but it may not be in this 50-mile radius right here in Reading. But you go on out another 100 miles, and you're going to find a job. So that's interesting. I'm glad to hear that because this could be a job or an occupation, a profession that a veteran could do.
Absolutely.
Get into.
And you can build on it. And for instance, in Mike's school, he goes through all of that. And then he also has a clinical time where he has to go in and actually work, draw blood, start IVs, give shots, deliver babies, read EKGs, et cetera.
Oh, you do that in the hospital then?
So, oh, yeah.
Now, what's the next step for you if you want to take another step?
That's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to get my flight paramedic certification and get on one of the flight ambulances.
Okay.
And that is another quantum leap. It's basically you're almost at the same level as a critical care nurse.
Well, that's the same guys that we have flying in our dust-offs when we're bringing in people. When they're landing and we're putting our wounded in there, severely wounded, that helicopter is set up. It's not a regular helicopter. It's set up for it to be
medevac.
To save a life, a medevac, with an advanced technician, a corpsman, that his whole job is to keep him alive till we can get him back.
And just like
so
Mike,
that's kind of like you.
And he'd be under gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he'd also be an air rescue guy. There, he could do a hoist rescue to insert rescuers.
Sure.
Or perimeter control.
Can you become a physician's assistant out of here, could that lead to that?
Absolutely. There's courses. They're now working on, I guess, in California, a paramedic to RN transition.
Uh-huh.
And PA school is a little bit different. It's about a 2-year
right.
program. They're now transitioning to where they want you to have a bachelor's because it's going to become a master's degree. Some of the programs now are master degree
okay.
programs. And the closest, I believe, is Davis and Stanford. And good avenues. I mean, well-paying
yeah.
jobs.
Okay. Well, first of all, we want to thank you, Michael Isaacson, from here for just besides your time as a veteran where you cared about obviously our nation and our people. Now you've gone into the American Medical Response Company, but as part of that trio of first responders that we don't think about, you're that third leg in the stool that we probably don't notice. And you know, of course, you have your police, the firemen, but then you all are there taking it up to the next step to keep people alive, and it's an unsung hero job.
So, yeah, we're basically transitioning to a doctor. Our report is usually to a doctor.
Well, you know, thank you very much. Thanks for coming in. And, Bill, thank you very much for bringing Michael in and talking about this, because this is something that's really important. You know, well, if we had ambulances, we wouldn't need fire. Well, yeah, you do, because there's not enough people. So you've got to combine your assets. You may end up taking firemen with you on the way to the hospital and all this. And how much of this is due that you see every day, and is due because of mental illness and drugs, alcohol, that it's a violent world out there, so things change. So all this is good for people to understand when they see you all out there. That's great. Thanks. Now, tomorrow, everybody, join us down at Roaring Gulch. There's room for 10,000 of you to be there with us. Come on down, and we'll buy you a cup of coffee. Yeah. Come in and sit down with us. Say hello, and say hello as you're going by. Tomorrow, Linda and I will be down at Roaring Gulch for the pancake breakfast with the Asphalt Cowboys. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Thurmont, Maryland. President Obama is holding a summit with Gulf Arab leaders at nearby Camp David. He invited them to his presidential retreat here in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains to try and ease their concerns about his administration's pursuit of a nuclear deal with Iran. Representatives from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Oman, and Bahrain opened their talks with the president during a private White House dinner last night ahead of today's Camp David meetings. I'm Greg Clugston in Thurmont, Maryland. Now here's Rich Thomason in Washington with more SRN news.
He wasn't on drugs or alcohol, and he wasn't on his cell phone. That's what Amtrak engineer Brian Bostian's attorney says in the aftermath of that deadly train derailment in Philadelphia. The attorney also says Bostian has no recollection of the crash. Investigators say the train was going 106 miles an hour as it approached a 50-mile-an-hour curve and